Imagine that you have been charged, hired for a very special job, that you are to step out in front of 2,000 American citizens and give an impassioned plea, a public speech, to fundraise for your organization. You had a speechwriter write down some notes, trying to encourage emotion, feeling, to hopefully garner some large donations. There's only one small challenge, and that is that your speechwriter wrote this beautiful speech for you to deliver in Chinese. Now, you can imagine that that speech will hardly be emotive or fruitful. For a speech that really sings like a song and delivers a big impact, you have to feel it. You have to know where to put your emphasis and how to stir your own heart before you embark on trying to stir others to action. So when it comes to our speeches that we deliver 3 times a day, when we get up, we are praying to Hashem. I was thinking that we spend nearly 700 minutes weekly davening to Hashem. If you daven all 3 tefillos and you only give yourself 15 minutes to daven Maariv and Mincha each. But if we don't understand what we're saying, I don't think that it's hard for us to agree that it probably won't make that large of an impact. The tefillah probably won't stir our soul, and therefore probably won't encourage us to pray with heart. The call to action is that we learn what tefillah is, what the words are, the Pirush HaMilim. If you're like me, you probably enjoy Hashiveinu or Modim a bit more than you care for Vela Malshinim or Ritzei in Shemoneh Esrei. But most likely, we're all in a similar boat because we just don't understand the Pirush HaMilim, the very basic translation of the words. Tefillah stands at the very center of the universe, quite literally. It's one of the things that constantly needs motivation. And I believe the very beginning of the journey towards passionate prayer is learning the basic translation of the words, why they are very personal, and how when we step forward to give a speech of all speeches, when we pray to the Holy One, blessed be He, we understand what we're saying. And hopefully like this, that tefillah will mean more to us, and maybe, just maybe, Hashem will be more receptive to our prayers.